Our theme today is on your way. Lots of people have been on their way recently. Thousands and thousands of people and lots of teams have been on their way. Oh, don't start. Ooh. What aren't I doing? Somebody help me. Thank you, David. Thank you. Just a minute. Have a Haribo. Okay. Right. So, where have they all been going?
Brazil.
And what for? You'll have to come here to get it. There's one here for you. Okay. And, and I mean, there are lots of people. Oh, there you go. Okay. There's lots of people gone to the World Cup, and, it's really important that they went. I mean, it's really important this guy went to the World Cup. For Uruguay, it's really important that Mr. Suarez made it to the World Cup. It's really important that this guy made it to the World Cup. Anybody know who it is? Yeah. Brian Ruiz. Who does he play for? Hasn't played against England yet, we might add, but he did play against Italy and do something quite important. But he needed to be there for his team. He was doing what his manager told him to do. As did... I haven't got enough. You were the first to shout. Here you go. And of course, it's really important he went, because next year when he retires, he could say he scored a World Cup goal. Now, it's important to go places. How many of you planning to go on holiday this year? How many of you already been on holiday this year? Yeah, quite a few. People love to go and travel. Now, the story of Jonah is all about direction. Here is the story of Jonah. Okay, I don't need to say any more. There it is. Right? It's all very clear, isn't it? Yeah, that's clear to me. Let's just remind ourselves. Now, God said to Jonah, go to
Nineveh.
He said, go to Nineveh. And he spoke to Jonah, and Jonah said, oh, yes, yes, I'm supposed to be a prophet. We discover at the end of the story that he told God that he didn't think it was a very good idea. Because he could tell God a few things about the Ninevites, or so he thought. See, God's will for Jonah was very clear. You want to go in that direction. You want to go to Nineveh. That's my way for you. It's the way of the Lord for you. That's where you go. Jonah looked at the signpost and he saw it as saying something just a little bit different. See, he had a better idea. My way. And my way led him to Spain. In the Bible it says Tarshish, but Tarshish is actually what we call Spain. So, you know, he'll have packed his towel and his swimming trunks and his sun lotion, and he was off to the Costa for a bit of a holiday. And he went to the port, and he went to find a boat that would get him there. So he got on the boat. The only trouble is, as we've already heard, Perhaps somebody could remind me again, what happened once the boat was out at sea? Libby. A storm. A storm. Now, storms are pretty fearful things. Who likes thunder and lightning? Who hates thunder and lightning? Now, can you imagine if you're at sea in a little wooden boat, because their boats were much smaller than our boats, and the sea is going up and down and up and down. Now, just imagine the sound of the rain. Can you imagine? Have you got a finger handy? Just hold one finger up like that. Have you got another hand handy? Just put it like that. Now then, what I want you to do is to just gently tap your finger on the palm of your... You see, the rain started. Then two fingers. And then three. And then four. You hear how the rain came down. And it rained as well. Right, just let's have a few more effects, special effects here. Oh, sorry, I just saw Elaine Beard over there. You know, to look at her, she must have DNA in her from that Mar Baker. So there was Jonah. Now, Jonah just slept through it. And one of the crew had to come and say, "Wake up! Looks as if we're all going to drown. And we've decided it's your fault." And Jonah says, "Well, actually, yes. Well, it's like this. God wanted me to go that way. And I've decided to go that way. And so the crew decided, you're going to go that way." And they threw him overboard. Now, they threw him overboard to get the curse that was on him off their boat. But they were very superstitious, these sailors. Sailors are. And they were very afraid. And they said, "Oh, God, please don't punish us. We don't want to be murderers. We've just thrown this man overboard, but we didn't want really to do him any harm." So God answers their prayer. Interesting, he answers their prayer. And he sends along a big fish. Doesn't actually say it's a whale. It could be a big goldfish for all I know. But anyway, he sent a big fish that swallowed him whole. And he found himself inside the whale. I'm sure you wondered what that sound was when you first came in this morning, the dripping and the groaning. And hope you realized when actually Jonah showed his face that you were hearing the noise from inside the whale. So there he was. Now the interesting thing is, and Jonah didn't quite get this yet, but while he was under the water in the fish was heading back in the direction of Nineveh. I mean, actually, Nineveh is way inland, but he... Sorry, that way, yes, that way. He went to Nineveh. And on the coast, the fish sort of just spat him out, including a little crab who had also been in the belly of the whale. So now it all looks good. Jonah is going in the same direction that God set in the first place. Jonah's way is the way to Nineveh. And he got to Nineveh, and he looked at the city, and he knew what a terrible place this was. He knew how horrible and sinful the Ninevites were. And he just felt the strength rising within him. And he went into the middle of the town. And he spoke God's word for them. "If you don't repent, if you don't stop living the way you're living, If you don't stop offending God with every word and every action, then in 40 days, no future. It'll all be over for you. And Jonah felt so good. He'd actually now obeyed God. He'd spoken the word. And he knew the Ninevites were so sinful that there was no way they would turn round and God would judge them. Except that word of all this came to the king of Nineveh, who put on sackcloth, sat in a pile of ashes, and told everybody else in the kingdom to do the same, to fast, to stop eating, and to just plead with God to have mercy and to change their lives. Did this please God? What do you think? Yes. Absolutely. Did this please Jonah? Absolutely not. He had the proverbial steam coming out of his ears. God, how could you let this happen? They deserved judgment. And so he went off out of the city, and God grew a special tree for him to go and sit under that would shade him from the sun. The only trouble is, next day, Nineveh was saved. Jonah was under his tree, but God sent a... Now, does anybody know this bit? What God sent at this point, right at the end of the story, this is worth at least a handful of Haribo. Not for you, Glynis, no. Yes? A crab. Look, you were misled, so I'm going to give you those. No, he was listening, wasn't he? He was listening. But it wasn't a crab, it was something smaller than your average crab. Now, there was a hand went up. Yes? A worm! Here you are. Do you want them? Young Mr. Senior, you come here as well because you answered too. Oh, there you go, Jean.
Thank you.
There you are. There you go. Okay. And the worm destroyed the tree that was sheltering Jonah. And Jonah was not a happy man. And he got really angry. God, why did you let the worm destroy the tree? And God said to him, you care about the tree which you didn't make? I made these thousands and thousands of people who live in Nineveh. And I chose to show them mercy and save them and give them a new beginning. What are your priorities, Jonah? God was very clear from the beginning what he wanted. He wanted Nineveh to get right with him so that it could know God's way and walk in the way of the Lord. Jonah had a better idea. Wanted to go to Spain. I want to do it my way. Which doesn't include obeying you particularly, God. And it always leads to one place when we take that sort of attitude. It has a big sign over it saying, oops. Now we've got a wonderful verse for today. Proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch. Challenge, warn, and urge your people. Don't ever quit. Just keep it simple. We are called to God's way. Jonah was called to God's way. But the story of Jonah, it's ever so short. Go and read it in the Message or a translation like that. It'll only take you about a quarter of an hour. It really is a tiny story in the Bible. But what we learn from Jonah is, first of all, we're called, if we're servants of God, to be obedient. What God says do, do. If we're friends of God, if we trust God, we've got nothing to fear by going where he sends us. Secondly, we've got to tell the truth. Now, it's the truth that God wants us to speak I'm talking about here. Yes, he wants us to be honest, but I was trying to find two words that would fit into that space. And tell God's truth didn't quite fit. But Jonah had to go. Somebody needed to go to Nineveh and say to the Ninevites, you're in trouble. You need to do something. You need to turn around. If you want to hope, and he needs people today who will go throughout the world and say, you need to know Jesus' way. You need to know that Jesus came into the world and died on the cross to pay for your sin so that you can turn away from that, free of it, and live a new life and begin to build the world that God wants. So go and tell the truth. Whoever you are, wherever you are, be obedient, tell the truth. And keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't ever quit. Just keep it simple. Live your lives, obey God, tell his truth, keep going. Get on your way. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for the example of Jonah. We thank you for this simple little story with profound lessons for us to learn. Really important things. We want to be true to you, God. We want others to know that you are loving and that you are merciful. That you offer new hope and new life, new beginnings. That there's nobody who isn't welcome into your presence. And it needs us to go and let the world know that. So Lord, help us when you say, will you go in my name? Not to be like Jonah, who said, no thank you, I'll go where I want. But to be like Jesus, who said, my will is one with the Father's. Help us to be people who just want to do what you want us to do. Give us the grace by your Holy Spirit to do this, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.